Intervju Radija Študent.
Dobrodošli v še enem intervju Radija Študent. Danes se tukaj pogovarjamo s tremi muzikanti, ki na zvečer nastopajo v Menzi pri koritu v skupnem dogodku Defonije in Kataman založbe. Now, since we are a little late, I will just ask you for the beginning that you introduce yourselves just shortly.
Hello, I'm Claire Cooper from Australia.
Hey, I'm Jean-Philippe Grosse from France.
And I'm C. Spencer Ye from the US, mm-hmm. Ohio.
And we saw one of some of you already in this here playing in Ljubljana.
Yeah, I played at Mesto Žensk a few years ago at Kankarev Dom. Mm-hmm. And Jean-Philippe, I think, is a regular.
Yeah, I played a few times here.
Uh-huh. And that's the first time I've been here.
Okay. And you also, or if I begin with tonight, you will be doing two sets or two groups, so one solo and one duo. But otherwise, you will also play together in some projects. If I'm not mistaken,
it's actually the first time the three of us have all been in the same city together. Yesterday, I think, in terms of we played together with a group last night, Hammer River in Berlin. But tonight we've got Nevers, which is Jean-Philippe and I in duo, and Spencer's gonna rock a solo.
Mm-hmm. And there are some mixtures between, let's say, acoustics and electronics in what you do, especially the duo is the mixture, and maybe how do you combine this? Do you use it just two different instruments, or is there more interaction?
The idea when we started the project, I mean, Nevers, like the duo, it was to really keep the acoustic way of playing. Mm-hmm. So Claire is playing like the guzheng, which is like a kind of Chinese harp, and I'm playing so electroacoustic, but it's would just say like acoustic, electroacoustic, which means I'm not using like main speakers or whatever. I'm just having everything like an acoustic instrument, but still electronics.
And I just amplify the violin. It's not really run through any effects. The only processing is just volume and some EQ, because the violin, you know, by itself acoustically, it's kind of a, you know, it's a very limited kind of screechy instrument, you know. Which is usually why, like, whenever there's violins, there's usually like 10 or 20 of them, because it takes that many to like equal one other instrument, you know. Okay. Like, you have one snare drum, and that's just kind of like the acoustic power of maybe 50 violins, I would say, probably, you know. And so it's kind of an instrument that I've been stuck with, so I've been really trying to kind of play it amplified, so it has a little bit extra to work with. Mm-hmm. I mean, for me at least.
But you come from also one noise project.
Yeah.
This is, I mean, your role was different there. I mean, do you see any great difference, let's say, in sound between you? You said you play strictly acoustic instrument without effects.
Yeah, without effects. I mean, you know, like in certain other situations, you know, I've used effects, but for the most part, I mean, when I play solo, I'm really interested in kind of taking this, so, you know, sort of very basic situation, and like not even, you know, using too many extensions or additional elements, just keeping it to bows and hands, and just kind of, you know, just manhandling it and just kind of seeing where it goes from there, you know. And so, yeah, I mean, you know, when I do improvisations, like in my own name, under these circumstances, it's really trying to kind of squeeze and figure out, you know, what my personal vocabulary, if you will, like how I personally deal with the instrument in that fashion.
Okay, so the project you will be playing tonight, it's not some pre-prepared music, it's mostly based on improvisation, everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, with Nevers, I guess we've been doing this for 2 years, Jean-Philippe's based in Metz and I'm based in Berlin, and so when we get together, I guess we just
play, like, but get the never sound.
Yeah, there is a kind of a language that we seem to arrive at together that we don't really play with other groups. I guess both of us are improvisers. We work with very different people, and I think it's nice to sort of combine forces to create a particular monster, if you will, this Nevers monster that we'll unleash tonight.
Well, that's kind of the ideal, isn't it? That, like, you know, you would take two people and you would come up collectively with, you know, this something that you may not necessarily do, like, on your own individually or with other people.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I've, like, this setup is, like, specially just for this band, actually. I'm not playing this setup in our other one, so I just have another setup. So.
Yeah.
But this is, like, specially for Nevers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but you came just before from Zagreb when you were playing yesterday.
No, we played in Berlin last night. We flew into Zagreb,
caught some
scenery between Zagreb and here now, and came straight here.
Okay, since we don't have much time and you all three come, let's say, from different areas, maybe one general question. How do you experience, let's say, if you have different experiences in playing in different geographical areas? I mean, would you say that Europe is in this way a bit privileged, or let's say compared to, I don't know, America, Australia?
Yeah, I mean, I actually get to sleep on a bed when I travel in Europe. Because, like, in the U.S., yeah, I'm not even joking, like, I've slept in, like, buckets or something, you know, if you're even that lucky, you know.
Mm.
Maybe, like, a piece of sandpaper to, like, put over my face.
But coming here, the difference between being an Australian and here in Europe, you just see so much more, particularly in Berlin. It's like this port, people coming through all the time.
Mm.
With Australia, you know, people kind of say, yeah, I'll do that one day and maybe take the 26-hour flight. Once in their life, but being here, I feel privileged to hear so many different musicians and different artists every week, and be able to just turn up in Ljubljana tonight is, I couldn't do that if I was coming from Sydney.
Yeah.
Okay, so and about, let's say, the public or the clubs or.
You mean just kind of like crowd reactions, like the differences in that, perhaps?
Well, yeah.
Well, I mean. In the States, I have these friends, they're two real young kids, and they play, like, saxophone. It's just, like, two reed instruments through amplifiers called Wasteland Jazz Unit, and they actually got a mosh pit in Chicago. And it just seems like, you know, these kids are stoked, and they just want to move. And it's like once they launched into it, like, people just flipped out, and, you know, it's crazy. And, yeah, I mean, same with, you know, like, more fiery, like, you know, jazz music. Sometimes people just, like, I don't know, they just pull out the glow sticks and start dancing. I don't know, it's just kind of crazy.
But this time you just began this Europe tour, or at least you together.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think this short interview will be coming to an end. So maybe just for the end, can you again say what can be the expectations for tonight, or at least short, like, publicity?
Yeah,
for,
well,
the listeners.
I'm going to embarrass myself if I try to pronounce the venue. So, if you wouldn't mind saying where it is.
Mesa Pricorito.
Thank you.
At 9 o'clock.
Come on.
But, you know, everyone's heard of Metallica, but we're really excited. It's Spencer's first time here, so I'm looking forward to showing him that amazing planet.
I hear a lot about it.
Yeah, but I think I expect that we'll be feeding off each other a lot, and the energy, the place a lot. All three of us, I guess, expect to play pretty tight, packed energy sets.
Yeah. I just want to find out why he has the, you know, name of the area, JP has the name of the area tattooed on his back.
Yeah.
And, you know, I feel like there's a very heavy expectation. I really want to know what that's about.
Okay, so Zdaj, to je bil en kratek intervjuček pred koncertom, ki se bo zgodil danes večer ob 9:00 v Menzi. In sicer stavljata ga dvojec Nevers, Jean-Philippe Gross in Claire Cooper in pa še C. Spencer EA na koncu. So, thanks guys.
Ja, hvala.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Intervju Radija Študent.